You are Locked On Pacers, your daily Indiana Pacers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Pacers fans, free agency has officially begun, and then Locked On Pacers here, we're going to break it all down. As always, I'm one of the hosts of this show, Tony East, covering the Pacers for Forbes. On the other line, my co-host, Adam Friedman. Adam, we were going to start recording at 6, but the chaos has been going on for an hour already.
Longer than that. When did it's gone through Friday. Didn't Kemba sign Friday?
Yeah, Kemba got announced like 2 days ago. Kyrie got announced 2 days ago. Clay got announced 2 days ago. It's all been happening.
I love how KD said he's going to announce it on his own like boardroom thing, and then Woj broke it for him anyway.
That's going to happen in like 1 minute.
Yeah, but Woj already
not
broke
that it matters it. Now.
I just think it's
I think it'd be funny if KD's camp leaked a fake team just so they could make the dramatic post happen. I got to keep my phone locked so all the tweet notifications pop up. But so far, the only things that might affect or that kind of relate to the Pacers, some people were interested in Terry Rozier. He got signed and traded to the Hornets for 3 years, $58 million. Thank goodness that contract is not coming here.
I mean,
Miles Turner money.
That's more than Miles Turner money.
Yeah. Speaking of Miles Turner money, Jonas Valanciunas got 3 years, $45 million. He's making $3 million per year less than Turner. If you want to see how good Turner's deal is,
yeah, but isn't that because Valanciunas had like a $21 million player option?
Yeah, they had to do that.
That was sort of just like, hey, we'll give you a little more less per year, but more overall guarantee.
On the Brogdon front, Chris Middleton took $12 million less than his max over 5 years, so they free up a tiny bit of room this first year.
$4 million, right?
Something like that. That could help them match a deal.
That's just luxury tax money they're going to save, right?
Yeah, but if that's the difference, that's a big deal.
Well, I mean, assuming they're going to be in the luxury tax anyways.
Right.
Every dollar is worth – they didn't pay it last year, right? So every dollar is worth like $1.5 million.
Yeah, it's not super expensive in the first year.
Right, you do it like – I think it's 3 years it starts to be like 3 out of 4 years, whatever, ends up being that crazy.
Okay, they're blowing up. It's officially 6, and all the reporters are going wild. Thaddeus Young to the Bulls. 3 years, $41 million.
Yeah, that's too much.
Yes.
Right to the Pelicans. 2 years, $26.5 million.
Yeah, the Sixers getting worse.
Kemba happened, blah, blah, blah. Middleton, we already knew.
There's so many.
Barnes, we knew Friday. It's a little less than we thought. I think it's 85 and not 88.
It's so funny that right at 6, they just unload.
Well, they've been unloading all afternoon. They just finally...
Yeah, well, I just got 7 notifications at the same time. Woj is just tweet after tweet right now.
Do you think I even need to pull up anybody else?
Derrick Rose to the Pistons. That's a Division I. I got Woj up. Chris Haynes got Thad.
Okay, I'm going to put hands up,
so
too.
He's important here, too. You guys are hearing live reactions to all this.
So I think the first one is we should talk about KD for a second, is that because KD and Kawhi did not team up in L.A., assuming the Clippers, somebody else does, that means Gallo won't be on the market for a trade or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot going on. I can't even like keep up with these thoughts. I keep getting another one popping up every 2 seconds.
That was the first thing I was just trying to say. Right? That makes sense, right?
Yeah, I think Kawhi to the Lakers seems like it's going to happen, but that I could be proven wrong in just a few moments.
No, I'm saying because KD and Kawhi are not going to the Clippers, Danilo Gallinari is not available.
Probably correct, yes.
Right.
That is probably correct.
Okay.
I agree with you that is accurate. Unless they get Kawhi Jimmy. That's the only hope we have left.
Wasn't Jimmy going to the Heat when he said that?
Or trying to go? He apparently is meeting with them right now, except he totally already met with them, and they're just making crap up. I love that Shams, his only tweet so far was Dwayne Dedmon, and then that he's meeting with Fred VanVleet to discuss all the deals in the studio. Lagging behind, Shams. You're getting killed out there. All right, so the only Pacers news so far is Thad and the Bulls, but good for him.
He beat Woj to the Durant tweet.
He did, by like 30 seconds.
Yeah, I think it was 2 minutes, actually.
Really?
If you hear any laughing in the background, Marina's listening in because she's intrigued. I'll try to be able to hear that occasionally. So the Thad deal... Good deal for him. That's money. Probably.
I don't know that the Pacers could have done that. That's like $14 million a year. That seems like too much for what the Pacers need out of him, especially because they're going to start Sabonis.
Yeah, $14 a year is a lot of money.
But that's a good fit for the Bulls vet. I mean, he could teach Markkanen and Wendell Carter there.
Well, it also is a deal for him because it keeps him. So I know his kids go to school here, I want to say, so that keeps they live in Chicago and they could go to school still in Indy. It sort of keeps him in the area for his family at least. I don't know exactly. So for all I know, his wife can tweeted us that maybe they're actually in Memphis or somewhere else, LA even. I don't know. I just figured that they were in Indy because they were both pretty young and he was there all year.
Yeah. So, the official announcement on Katie's Instagram, it's the Nets. He didn't fake us all out. Man, JJ Redick to the Pelicans. Are the Sixers crumbling?
So that's the next thing I think we should talk about, right? If Butler wants to leave, is either going to force his way to Miami, Redick leaves, that leaves the team. They're going to have to resign Tobias Harris, right?
Yeah. If they don't sign Harris, they have cap space still.
Yeah, but who's left to fill the cap space?
Al Horford. That's the only one I can think of.
Yeah, but isn't that like they have like 9 centers?
No.
Right? Because
no.
I mean, Simmons is a guard, right?
They had no centers last year. They were stuck playing like Jonah Bolden.
All right, so yeah, that wouldn't be bad.
Yeah, and then they couldn't have Al Horford against Embiid in the playoffs.
That's true, and he is kind of was like the Embiid killer, wasn't he?
He was the every center killer. He made Sabonis embarrassed. Of course I'm eating. I'm sorry if my voice sounds terrible.
Tony, he's already stressed. He's already like half Panthers this podcast while taking his screen Twitter the entire time.
I know.
We have not got the Rubio tweet yet.
Well, yeah, maybe it's not, maybe we've all been led astray. Hoodwinked. What is Stephen A. Smith's rant? Hoodwinked, led astray, run amok, something like that.
Yeah, something like that. The best Stephen A. one is still in the baby face where he's the New York Knicks, they get the first pick and he just saying, I am mad, like a 5-year-old.
I think Stephen A. is funny. I get that I get why he's like a meme and people don't like him, but I think he's hilarious.
Yeah, I think if you take him as like the character he's playing, he's funny.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? You just have to like that. You can't take him as like Skip Bayless Bob because he acts like so serious. But like Stephen A. I think knows he's being a character. And if you just think as a character, he's really funny. He's probably one of the best kind of entertaining sports people to watch in short spurts. Maybe not for 2 hours every day, but.
Oh, here's our Sixers 20 thing. Minutes here. They're doing an extension with Ben Simmons, or they're working on it.
Okay, that's not surprising at all, right? I mean, he's going to get a full 5-year.
I'm assuming.
What if rookies now? 140?
I don't know. What his is, because he could get the designated one where he gets like a big bump raise. Why my Google Hangouts won't shut up. My text Google Hangouts, not my video one. I apologize.
Well, right, bro. Russell's was 27.5. Isn't that the max bro you can get?
Right. But you can get more than that if you do the designated rookie thing, like Anthony Davis tried to do and Kat tried to do, but they both missed all NBA.
Yeah, did Simmons make all NBA?
Yeah, you can make the criteria whatever you want, but all of them do something like that.
What do you mean?
Like they have to meet a criteria to get the ring.
To get it, gotcha.
Yeah, and it would be this coming. I mean, this doesn't matter. It's not the Pacers. It's just the thing we're talking about. But yeah, they have to meet that. Like that could actually be in play for Sabonis. So I guess this is something to talk about. I mean, he's not going to get this, but you can do designated rookie things where they can get up to 30% if they meet a certain criteria that you set for them, and you can make it as hard or as easy as you want, but they always make it hard because why would you ever make it easy?
So 30% of the cap for next year might be more like 33 million.
Yes.
Yes. Or even more. Wow. So, I mean, you're talking about a 5-year 155 or 165 deal.
Yeah. I mean, he's really good. So like,
he's really good. Yeah.
We can talk about something.
Yeah, what else?
The Edmund Sumner extension coming up.
Yes.
So his team option was declined so that the Pacers can make use of his low cap hold to then give him a small bump in salary for this coming season and into the future. The details of that deal have not been released yet, but assuming, and by assuming I mean they wouldn't do this unless he was playing, assuming he's going to be the backup shooting guard with Vic out, I think that makes sense. I mean, he was pretty good when he played.
Yeah, I think what we need to see is if he still develops into the player. You know, I think he showed some flashes and needs to, you know, be a consistent 10 moment off the bench. But no, I mean, I don't mind that. It's not.
Yeah, I don't either. And I think, you know, I bet the deal has an option after the first year so they can keep him in restricted free agency in case he's like really good this year. But I don't know any of the details. But yeah, I mean, I think if they think he's going to be good and. If you'll remember when Steph made that ridiculous face after he blocked the Clay 3, where he was like, who is this kid? maybe we got hope.
For yeah, I mean, I think he's going to probably. What do the dollar amount is per year?
Total or per year?
Well, give me both.
Like with options, I would say 2 for like $6.5 or $7 million.
That's so. Does that eat in cap space? Or do they have bird rights at a lower number?
No. Yeah, they'll use bird rights less, so it doesn't change your cap space.
Okay. So I mean, at what, like, let's call it $3 million a year. Let's just be generous.
Yep.
That's not bad, because if that's what you would pay a room exception fifth guard, yeah, for yeah, example, and if he's young and he's talented, and give him, so they'll own his bird rights still though after 2 years, right? So they can sign to whatever deal,
yep,
long term, crazy, if he ends up being good,
because he played for that one game.
Right. So that's a smart,
yeah,
move. Because like,
yeah, it is a smart move.
Well, because right, there's that big thing where if you sign guys that aren't your free agent 2 year deals, you don't own their bird rights. You only give them like 125% of their previous year, right? Or
175% or up to the league average salary. And considering that's 9 point something million, he was never going to get that high. Jeremy Lamb has emerged as a serious free agent target for the Pacers. Per Mark Stein, that's a great one.
How much do you think it's going to cost?
Mid-level exception-esque, about $10 million, $10 to $12
million. Does that mean Rubio off the...
No, it says in addition to Rubio in the tweet.
Oh, I'd be pulling up now. So wait, so back on Sun real quick. So that gives him the, like I mean, because if he becomes the player you think he could become, you're big on him. You think he could become maybe not like also, but a quality starter or a
yeah,
quality,
or not even that, just a rotation level player. Yeah.
All right. So that's the guy who's probably worth between 7 and 10. So they'll have the ability in 2 years to just sign into that if they need to. And I'm assuming his capital will be really low in 2 years still, because it'll just be whatever, it'll be like $4, maybe $5, $6 million. So they'll be able to. Whatever cap between them, actually save some cap space for him too. They need to, whatever. It's a good deal.
Yes,
it's a good deal, and it's a good. It makes up using the same draft as Leaf, right, with the year before.
Yeah, it does, exactly. You were right.
Well, right, and then he was the Leaf draft, which makes it make up for the terrible pick of Leaf. Right?
Yeah, no kidding. They bought the Edmund Sumner pick from the Pelicans, so take that, Pelicans.
Yeah. Well, and you get one good player out of 20, or what was that year? 2018. Yeah,
the one game he was fun and useful enough last year.
Yeah,
Jeremy Lamb time, Adam.
So how does this work? If what do you think? Because they're not going to have room to do Rubio, Lamb, and Bojan.
Yeah, they will.
So what? Rubio for 12? Then are we thinking 15 is too high?
I think that yeah. I mean, we'll see what happens, but yeah, I think they'll have enough room. I don't think those two are going to get over $22 million combined. Maybe they will.
Oh, right. I think the number is 20. Is 22 that much they have space without Bojan?
22 is the number that I am operating under the assumption of. So yeah.
Okay, so that was operating under 20. Okay, so
yeah. So Jeremy Lamb last year, 15 points per game, Adam.
I mean,
in Charlotte, on about league average true shooting percentage, but the big thing to me is only 43.8% of his twos were assisted and about 80% of his threes. So he can get off his own shot, which I think is crucial. And that's why I think he's a good fit.
Ruthless, that 15.3 is like, it means nothing.
What's that?
The 15.3 points per game means absolutely nothing.
Why?
Because he was on a terrible team. Like,
they were almost in the playoffs.
Okay, but they were the 8 seed in a pretty bad East. No, it's like saying TJ Warren averaged 18 points per game. Like, he's not going to average 15 with the Pacers, probably. He's not going to get that many shots. He's not going to get 12.5 shots per game, is he?
Yeah, he might.
I don't know. Well, not if he's your bench next to Warren, right?
I don't know. It's going to be interesting. I think he'll have a lot of value as a starter at first.
So you think he's going to play the two guard? Yeah, that makes sense.
He's going to start until Vic comes back. Well, yeah, and maybe you're right, though, that this does mean Bojan's out the door and they're going for...
That's what I'm thinking, right?
Because then Warren and... Because Warren and him are kind of duplicative. Not really, but...
No, but remember, you can't really have... You can't have too many wing players in this league now. I mean, you could have... I mean, you know what I mean? It's good just to have, like... Honestly, if you could have 7 wing players, you're good. Like, that's...
Yes.
So, I mean, having Warren, Bojan, Lamb, Oladipo is... Rubio, whatever, are all they feel they should fit together in some way, and it's a plethora of good players. Like, there's nothing, you make it work. If you play Warren at the four, if you play Bojan at the four, whatever it is.
Yeah.
I think the Lamb signing probably is not a good sign for Sumner, I guess, or Holiday, right? Or
no, we always knew they were going to sign a backup guard.
Yeah, I guess.
I don't think this means anything.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
In that front, just because Vic's going to miss like 30 games or more.
Yeah, you're right. And they just have to figure out how to make both these guys work and Bojan under the cap. Because I think that's where we should go next, and that's Bojan.
But yeah, this Jazz stuff for him. Okay, Terrence Ross threw 4 for 54 to the Magic. So not that I think that's going to be the price, but maybe that's close to what Lamb will get.
Okay, so let's do this. We're at about the 15-minute mark. We'll take a quick break, and then we'll just talk about Bojan, Ross, all that other stuff.
Sure. Man, we are flying through this. I can't believe it's already been 15 minutes. I feel like we just started.
Well, we can go on as long as we want. I mean, we can make this like...
We just got to find a way to get these breaks in here.
Yeah, we can go for a while. We have like a half an hour now. I just want to get one in so we had one.
Caitlin is killing it with her tips. She just said, cool, I had a draft ready for this for Jeremy Lamb.
Yeah, she has. She
is crushing it.
All right, so who sent out? Did Woj send out the Terrence Ross? Yeah, he did. Okay. So what's that prayer for Ross? That's 13, 14 and a half. Holy crap.
4 for 54.
13 and a half.
Yeah, about that. Man, Trevor Ariza just got 2 for 25. How is he getting paid over $10 million all the time?
Because it's Trevor Ariza, and he has like...
He's a championship.
Yeah, championship. He shoots really well from three. He was pretty... good for that Rockets team 2 years
ago. He's like a phony good player.
Yeah, I mean, he was good for that Rockets team, though. He guarded Durant for a lot of that series.
That's true.
I mean, I don't know. I agree. I feel like he's kind of like a Thad Young, where he's not like bad, but he's not the like earth shattering kind of player, but is still really solid in your roster. And he's probably older than Thad, so he's probably where Thad is now. You know, he's a little bit past where Thad is now because he's older. But
so Bojan, this Jazz meeting, they would have to waive probably Derek Favors and another player to clear the space required to sign him. So if you see a Jazz or waiving Derek Favors thing, I think we'll know that he's going there because they currently have no space because they took Mike Conley in. But I think that's interesting that he's taking meetings with other teams and then this Lamb stuff. I just think that's interesting.
So do you think, one, have you changed your mind in the last minute now that you can afford Lamb, Rubio, and Bojan after you saw Ross's deal?
I think that's going to be close.
Right, I think like Lamb 4 for 10, Rubio 3 for 36, and Bojan 4 for 75 or 80.
4 for 40, you mean?
Yeah, 4 for 40.
You said 4 for 10.
Oh, I meant 4 for $10 million. Like Rubio 3 for 36.
Hey, congrats to Jeremy Lamb for having the best year of his career and getting $2.5 million per year. Great deal by the Pacers to snap him up.
And then, so does Bojan 4 for 80? Is that now seem reasonable?
Yeah, because they're going to try. I bet they try to use his full early bird rights to retain him. And they would start at $18.375 million with full raises. That'll get you about to 4 for 80.
Okay. Do you, with him, do you also feel like they have the incumbency advantage, I guess? Like, do you think
he said to the Indy Star, he doesn't like changing teams.
Okay. I mean, because they're the only team, remember, they took the chance. No team offered him a big contract really 2 years ago. I mean, they were the only ones that, or maybe weren't the only, but they won that really went on the line and like said, we're going to make you a starter. He'd never been a starter in the league. So, I mean, they've certainly invested and believed in him. Pritchard saw something a lot of people didn't see, apparently, and kudos for him. So, yeah. I don't know if they have, you know, I assume he likes it here. I mean, the Pacers have done, players seem to like in Indiana, right? I don't know.
Yeah.
Once they get here, I don't know. He probably spends half the year here, and then he spends his summers at home in Europe, I'm assuming. So,
yeah. Yeah.
I'm imagining America is sort of like his basketball home, and then he leaves it immediately. So
the Jazz are a good fit for him. If he's going to go somewhere else, that's a pretty good fit for him.
So the question is, for our Jazz fan, is he a poor man Joe Ingles, or is it the other way around?
We'll find out. That's for damn
sure. More than Joe Ingles,
they'll be
right?
Starting together.
Okay. Are you sure? Wait, how does that? So
who they'll go. They'll definitely go Conley, Mitchell, Bojan, Jingles, Gobert.
Holy crap! That lineup is like not bad, but not like I'm.
Oh, that's scared. An amazing lineup.
Well, no, because the defense, right? You really just got Gobert and Conley, and the rest.
Yeah, that's enough.
Are you gonna get just sliced around on the edges by everybody?
I guess maybe Mitchell steps up. I don't know. I think that team's gonna be if they do get Bojan, we're kind of.
Yeah, but like I'm there, like Portland with two guards would just kill that team because they would just switch whatever guard they could on one of the three dead defenders, basically, and dominate.
Supermax for my God, for My gosh, I can't. Damian Lillard today, by the way. Big step.
Yeah, that was expected. He couldn't write. He has a year left on his deal, so he couldn't get a 5-year max. Or am I wrong with that?
What? Sorry.
Does Lillard have a year left on his contract? He has one more
year. So he has like 6 years, 200 and something crazy.
Well, that's why he couldn't get the full 5-year, right? He had to wait another year to get the full 5-year to 20, right? That's what the full.
Yeah.
That's what like Steph signed for, 5 years, 220. The full 5 years for max, though. But no, right. It's a great contract for Lillard. Good for that. That team, and they'll be.
I'm happy for him.
They'll be one of the best teams next year in the league, probably.
Yeah.
They finished number two in the West. And
okay, Aminu. My guy Aminu just went to Orlando.
He would have been a good fit here.
He would have been a good fit here. I'm surprised he got that much less than Thad. $12 million less than Thad.
I think that's valuable in the league.
How many forwards do the damn Magic need? Are they trading Aaron Gordon now?
Oh.
They got Mo Bamba. They kept Vooch. They add Aminu. They still got Gordon. They still have Jonathan Isaac. What are they trying to do?
What if the Pacers just trade for – they still need a guard.
McDermott and a first for Aaron Gordon. Take him into space. Done. There's your summer.
Yeah, but then sign Rubio, obviously. What do you mean?
Yes. Yeah, they still need a point guard, the Pacers do. They still need a wing. The Indiana Pacers and Ricky Rubio are in advanced talks on a deal per Tony Jones of The Athletic.
But how much money is it for? I don't care about
– I don't know.
All I care about is the actual dollar amount.
There it is.
What do you think of
the summer? If the summer's Jeremy Lamb, Rubio, Bogey, how do you feel about that?
Warren. You got to have Warren on that.
Oh, and Warren. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, I mean, that's three players who we think could play in a rotation in a playoff game.
And they're not post players.
Right, so that brings them to currently, right, they've got Vic, Bojan, Turner, Holiday, McDermott is like maybe the five guys can play in a playoff game. You had three to that. That's not terrible. I don't know, Gogo falls maybe in that.
Yeah.
I think you got to look at trading McDermott some point just to get another player maybe.
Yeah.
But that's maybe a December move when you see he was kind of just, you know, one of those expiring guys that's available or whatnot. I don't know. Figure that out.
Right.
That's not a bad roster. I mean, different. It definitely brings a different dynamic to the offense. At least it really kind of it looks like the kind of roster you would build in the – I'm trying to think of like the early 2000s, right? Doesn't kind of feel that way? You got two,
yeah.
You know, you got three centers essentially on the top nine. You've got – You got a really good passing guard. You got, you know, a lot of one-on-one scores. I don't know. Interesting little. It feels very, very 2002.
They're going. Well,
that's a bad thing. I think because the Warriors are going to be so different this year, I think the league is going to start slowly shifting back the way it used to be because you don't have those kind of, unless you get another generational type shooter out there and they're going to pair with another one, it's going to start shifting back to more the kind of post play big men. Dominate because that's the easiest way to score points because efficiency around the rim.
Yeah. Yeah. It'll be interesting to see how it goes because I don't know how Lamb fits with some of the post guys.
Well, I mean, that question is how will they all fit together and how many years are they all together? Is it, you know, are they all 2 or 3 year deals? So they're going to be gone or the options or whatever. I don't know, but it's the different chemistry. It's definitely going younger and a little more volatile, but you got to hope maybe that Vic kind of split the leader. Turner might be ready to be a leader type of player. I don't know. That's what
you do,
right? I mean, isn't Vic going to be the oldest guy on that team all of a sudden? No, I guess Rubio's 29.
He's the same age as Lamb, and Rubio's 28/29, so.
They do all those. No. It also feels like Lance is not the right guy to bring in then, because that's.
Oh, no.
What?
They can't get Lance.
Oh, I thought you said something like that. Oh, whatever.
Ah, jeez.
So I was going to ask you, The Mirotić deal.
Mirotić. Shocking.
Right?
Damn. Shout out to, okay, actually, this is a low-key thing. Darren Collison and Ricky Rubio. First of all, I just said the wrong name. Darren Collison retired. That was it.
Yeah, we didn't do that yet. But that was my next question.
But anyway, Darren Collison and Mirotić share an agent. Shout out to their agent for valuing the lifestyle choices of his players.
So what?
That's like $65 million, those guys. Probably could have gotten to combined, and they are going to get like $8 million total.
So, how much is Mirotić signing for?
I think it said like $5 million a year, which is like the biggest Euro contract ever for 6 years.
No, I've got he's signing for 6 years, $79.7 million.
No, that's wrong. That's incredibly wrong.
That's a story from yesterday.
I promise you that's wrong. The highest Europe contract ever per year is like $4 million. They're not all of a sudden gonna be like, okay, we gave
I thought he was getting a crazy Europe deal.
No, he's getting a Europe sure? deal, not a crazy Europe deal. Yes, I'm pretty sure. Sorry.
Oh, I've seen like three different contracts now reading this. Because I said on the jump when I was watching it earlier that he's getting like 50 million euros, and I was like, it's like $70 or $80 million.
Yeah.
So I think, I don't know. He's getting a lot of money. Let's put it that way. Okay, so Mirotić signing away is another he's going to lose. Darren Collison's retirement. Shocking, right?
Crazy. I mean, good for him.
Is there any chance come? Is there any chance come January that he just ends up, you know, signing a short-term deal, play with the Pacers or some team like that? Because he's
no.
You don't think he's done forever?
I think he's done.
Do you think it has more to do with his knee than we?
Whoa! Brogdon sign and trade possibly be happening.
Who has that?
Gary Wolfel. Wolfel, there it is. Ooh, wow. Philly being the top team to get him, which that would be the best fit ever.
That would be so stupid by the Bucks.
Why? If he's going to leave, get something for him.
You can imagine a deal he gets, he can't leave. We've talked about this, remember?
That's true.
You told me that last time.
I've been doing this to you.
You called it.
I know. I just got myselfed.
Literally, and I made the same suggestion last
time. I just dunked on myself.
3 days ago, I made the same idea.
Shut up.
Especially, like, why trade to a team in your division or a team
that's terrible
for a championship in your conference? Like, I get you're something wet to the West, maybe. You talk about it.
Ugh.
So, yeah. So I don't.
Oh, man.
He literally can't leave. Like unless he's going to get a $30 million contract, he literally can't leave unless you're that afraid of the luxury tax.
Yeah. Man, if the Bucks are afraid, Giannis should leave.
Yeah, if they're not going to pay the tax, they should.
But just, no, they'll give him the Supermax. He can't leave.
Well, I mean, he could. I mean, he's going to make
he more. He shouldn't.
The deal's going to be probably for a few $1 million next year.
That's what the Pacers are doing, dude. They're just keeping the space open for Giannis this summer, right?
Nice. You know, him and Oladipo could be a good pairing.
Maybe.
I
need to close out a hangout. It keeps beeping. Sorry.
Okay. So the Darren Collison, we should finish on that because he has been a Pacer for, what, 5-6 seasons? 5.5?
Yeah, first three last two.
Right. So, I mean, he spent his most career at the Pacers in terms of most team, most playoff minutes for the Pacers. I don't know. I think that we should just kind of, I guess, honor that in a way. I don't know how to put it. I mean, it's just a shout out to him.
Yeah. I mean, he was a vital part of a team that almost beat LeBron.
Yeah. No, he was greater than on that.
I team. Think if they had him instead of DJ Augustine, I mean, how much does that help in those conference finals years?
No, I mean, that's true. I mean, what we saw a year later, Collison played with the Clippers in the playoffs, and he basically won a playoff game against the Thunder.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. He was good for them behind Chris Paul.
Yeah. I mean, I think he just, honestly, I thought he would have been a great fit to come back on like a 2-year short term, maybe even room reception deal, just to like, he didn't want to like go someplace new or whatever, just to be a good backup point guard because he's a really good player. I mean, I think he's not quite star level anymore. He's maybe lost a little step. His knee has not been fantastic over the past 2 years. Still a great 3-point shooter, but you know, going out, I guess, kind of on top is good, right?
Yes.
I mean, he goes out basically 2 years removed from being the best 3-point shooter in the NBA.
Yeah, good for him, man.
Good for him.
Someone get the deals for the Pacers. I'm tired. Oh, there it is. 3-year. Oh my God, Rubio agreed to a deal with the Suns. What?
Wait, who reported that?
Shams.
Wait,
Three years, $51 million to the Suns.
Okay.
Oh my gosh! Ignore everything we just said about Ricky Rubio.
That probably got too much. Yeah, probably.
Oh my gosh, that's way too high.
That is way too much money. That's why they didn't do it.
That is insane.
Should have freaking traded for Conley.
That is insane.
So, Bojan, Lamb, what's the other guard?
Oh, Jeremy Lamb is 3 years, 31.5.
To who?
For Pacers.
Oh, he just signed it.
Yes.
Oh, that's a good deal. It's not a bad deal.
Yeah, it is a good deal.
Who reported that? I'm
Shams again.
Okay, I'm on Shams' Twitter feed currently.
Just a shade. That's just a shade above 3 years at the full mid level.
Wow, I can't believe the Suns. Malcolm Brogdon agreed to a deal with the Pacers with Indiana.
Really?
Brogdon, Richard Frazier, Malcolm Brogdon agreed to a deal with Indiana.
Who said that?
Damn,
just God. Oh, Bojan is to the Jazz per Woj.
So they're bringing in Lamb. Holy crap. They got Malcolm Brogdon.
Bro, if they get Brogdon, I'm going to explode.
Is that a deal? Like, as in terms
what
of,
is happening?
Wait, did they get Brogdon?
What?
Well, no.
Dude, is going to be – people are going to die laughing at this tomorrow.
Whoa, okay, hold on. Is the Brogdon deal, you think, like a signing the restricted sheet or like an actual like deal?
I have no idea.
They're agreed to – oh, my God. All right.
Somebody. Rubio is insane.
Okay, Bojan got 4 for 73. That's a lot of
– Bojan's gone. That hurts. But now they can offer Brogdon so much.
Okay, Lamb's 10.5 takes him down to what, 22 and a half?
No, stop. Freeze for 1 second, please.
Okay.
I have to think. No, never mind. They have to use cap space to take in Warren. Okay, I'm back. I'm done thinking.
So they were at 35 when they took in Warren, right?
Yeah.
So now they're –
Without Bojan's cap hold, they were at $33 million. And then
– they took in 10 and a half for Lamb.
No, probably less. It'll start at probably 9.7 for Lamb.
Okay.
So about 24.
So that means they Brogdon with that money, and that's what their starting lineup is. Brogdon, Oladipo, Warren, Sabonis, Turner, with Lamb slotting in. That is not a bad offseason.
Oh, it is not.
I hope Brogdon's foot holds up. I hope to God it does.
Bojan and Lamb.
Maybe we're going to get pulled out from
Bird. Now we wait and see if
Indiana is trading a first round and 2 second-round picks from Milwaukee for Brogdon.
Who said this?
Woj does.
Holy shnikes.
Oh my God, they got the first. This is great.
They got him. Oh my gosh.
They pulled it off.
Four years, $85 million.
How many years? How many?
4 years, $85 million.
Who reported that?
Woj just did.
Oh, I'm behind you by a tiny bit on my Twitter. I'm refreshing my Twitter one more time.
Oh my gosh. They got the player we wanted.
Okay, so they still have $3.5 million space right now, right?
This is insane. Dude, I can't even. This is such a good day.
So, wait. Theoretically, they could have got Brogdon and re-signed Bojan, right? They didn't do Lamb?
No, they did Lamb-Brogdon. That's their whole summer.
Yeah, but if they didn't do Lamb, they could have re-signed Bojan, right? Because
Brogdon... No, his cap hold was higher than Lamb's starting salary.
Oh, okay. Well, no, don't they have like a million in space still, or no? Are they tapped out?
They're done. That's it. They got Brogdon, Adam. The best player they could have got.
You think next year's first round pick? I'm assuming.
Yeah, probably. My gosh.
Hopefully, top 15 protections. Right.
What's the trade?
Well, it's 2 seconds, so it's the Heat seconds. That whatever. You know what I mean?
He just tweeted it twice.
Yeah.
Woj just tweeted it twice for some reason. That's hilarious.
It's huge. That's nobody. I thought Brogdon was gonna. And that's good. It helps. It hurts a competitor in the conference too.
I don't know what to tweet.
I don't know. I'm extremely excited.
Oh my gosh! I'm frozen. I'm frozen. This is such a good day for the team.
All right, Tony. Let's do this. You need me. Take a break, and then we'll talk about Brogdon's fit.
Yes. Adam, I'm like trying to. I just got like texts. This is insane. So a first and 2 seconds. I'm guessing that it's some of the seconds they got in that Heat deal. They have so many seconds from the Warren stuff, and then their upcoming first.
Yeah. A tweet from Matt Moore at the Action Network now just tweeted Pacers in all caps.
So. Yes.
Brogdon Oladipo is a Mensa Society meeting is what Matt Moore just tweeted.
This is insane.
So, oh my God. So,
oh my gosh. Oh, so can we post this now, dude? People are going to die laughing.
No, we have to do the fit thing and we'll post it in like half an hour.
Oh my gosh. This is crazy, dude. Oh my gosh.
So, just talk. Let's talk fit real quick.
Okay, Brogdon Vic is flawless. I mean, that dude can create a little off the dribble, shoot the ball. He can defend at a high level. He can play the one or the two or the three. He can fit well with Lamb. He fits well with the bigs. Oh, my gosh. Dude, oh, my gosh. I literally, like, I don't even know what to say. He was, like, the guy I wrote in my Forbes thing. Like, the best guy they could get is Brogdon, and they got Brogdon.
So I know I called you stupid for doing a Brogdon sign-in trade about 10 minutes ago, but it sounded like I was right on Thursday. Just going to throw it
out. Damn it, Adam. We were both right, and we both talked each other out of it.
So starting,
this is unbelievable.
Starting five, Oladipo, or Brogdon, Oladipo, Warren, Sabonis, Turner. Off the bench, you've got McDermott, Holiday, and Goga, right?
Yeah.
So that means Lance is coming back, baby.
Yeah! Right?
That was Marina cheering.
Pacers still have the room exception.
They need to find a trade for McDermott.
Yeah, it's going to be hard to fit him in now.
Well,
yeah, what's the starting five? Brogdon, Lamb, Warren, Sabonis, Turner, and then your bench is Holiday, Sumner. So they need a wing now. Oh, no, McDermott, duh.
McDermott, Goga.
Yeah, that's it. That's Holiday. The four. Maybe Leaf if you go 10. And then if they once Vic comes back, you just slide Lamb to the bench. That's great. That is a great summer.
The top six.
That is awesome.
Right? I mean, they're top. And if Holiday can develop, that's a good top seven.
Yeah, that's a great top seven.
And then you just need to – I think you need to figure out how to get McDermott into something else to have a good top eight. And maybe Goga becomes something good, so you don't have to worry about it. So you can play Warren at the four. What you're probably going to do is play Warren at the four a lot and play McDermott at the three in some lineups, and then, you know, some version of Brogdon, Holiday, Goga, or Turner, or Sabonis, whatever, right?
Yeah.
It's going to be kind of the bench unit. I assume McDermott. So maybe you can have McDermott in this a little bit. I just think you need a better player than him, but maybe he'll have a good year. Defense-wise, it's still a good defensive team, right? I mean, Warren, I don't think is probably a little bit worse than Bojan, but like not any worse than when Bojan first came here, so we hope you can develop him.
No, Brogdon is better than Bojan right now.
Well, no, so Brogdon's better than Collison was, so that's why that's an upgrade.
Yes.
I'm saying when Bojan came in two years ago, and the way Warren's come in, they're probably viewed the same level of defender, and the Pacers got Bojan up to some kind of competent defensive level, right?
Yes.
So that's what I'm saying. They can do that with Warren. They've got awesome guards. Brogdon helps because he can guard the other team's best guarding, but Oladipo on the worst player. Helps Oladipo on offensive end.
Oh, my. This is perfect. And Lamb is a scoring punch off the bench since Warren's going to start now. Like, this is – what a perfect
– buy your Brogdon jerseys right now. He's going to be good.
Buy your Brogdon jerseys. Buy them.
Yeah, I mean, this is probably the best case scenario without getting like a super duper duper star.
Oh yeah. Holy crap! I can't believe they got Brogdon. I thought I was talking out my ass this whole time, saying he was the best guy they could get.
Oh, Matt Moore tweeted at Caitlin Cooper.
Did he really? What did he say?
Yeah, we get at Caitlin Cooper's Brogdon breakdown, y'all.
Yeah, it'll be awesome. Thomas Bryant back to the Wizards. That's just me being happy for an IU guy.
Yeah. Oh, Brogdon, by the way, of fame of being beat by Malik Hutchinson in a Elite Eight game for Syracuse, Virginia.
This is nuts.
I'm excited. I mean, they head faked that Rubio. They head faked everybody.
Yeah.
I bet they had Rubio at like a number, and as he kept getting higher and higher, they're like, okay, what's our plan B?
The Rubio pump fake is better than anything Carmelo has ever pump faked in his life.
I had like a Rubio take already going. Like, you know, he's not a quality player, good deal, and all that stuff. I guess I've written out already. So,
bro, the Rubio pump fake just threw everybody off. Wow, the Google chat is blowing up, man.
Well, and Brogdon should be able to help with spacing too, a ton.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh, he helps with everything. He's an amazing player.
They're gonna be this is gonna be if Brogdon can stay healthy, if Oladipo can get healthy, this is gonna be an awesome team next year.
Yeah, this is an awesome team.
Is this? I mean, if Oladipo returned to form that he was in 2017-18, is this an Eastern Conference Finals contender now?
Yeah.
Assuming Butler, Redick already left. Milwaukee's still the favorites, depending where Kawhi goes. I would say they'd be number two. Boston is probably up there too. Obviously, they've got, you know, four good, really good players still. So, right? I mean, I would say that they're up there competing with Toronto and Boston, right, at this point, and Philly.
Yeah, they're good, man. They're a good team right now.
If Philly loses Butler.
Plus, even if Sabonis Turner, if it works, now you got two great players. If it doesn't work, you got an asset to even build around the Brogdon, Depot, whatever center you keep. Like, wow. Yeah,
how old is Malcolm Brogdon? Like 26?
26.
Good deal. Keeps him right. I mean, you're just
quite possibly 27. Don't back me up until I Google him right now.
I'm looking up right now.
He was old when he got drafted.
Yeah, he was a fifth-year senior, I think, or fourth.
Yeah, he was old when he got picked. He's in his prime ages. Jeremy Lamb is 27 on the nose. Brogdon is 26, 201 days. He'll turn 27 midseason.
So, yeah, it puts him and Oladipo, who are the same year, on the same kind of path. It staggers you from Oladipo. Basically makes the same amount of dollar bet Oladipo's going to make. 21, maybe 20. He's going to make 21. 2.5, I guess.
Yeah, I need to put in the deal calculations into my cap sheet at some point. So Brogdon's 4 for 85, correct?
Yes. So do we assume it starts at 20 and then scales up, or are we getting a flat 21 to 0.25?
4 for 85, and then Lamb was 3 for 31.5.
Yeah. So combined, that's 30.
All right. Let me make some calculations, Adam. Let me push up my glasses and make some calculations. Actually, I'll do this after. This is not good podcast content. But
no, you do it. I'll just rant for a little bit.
No. It takes too long. It's okay.
You sure?
The Rubio pump fake is just amazing. I literally can't believe it.
Yeah, I'm. They just put it up on ESPN. I'm probably behind a lot of people because I'm so excited. This is like.
So if Kawhi leaves, for example.
Yeah.
If Kawhi leaves and Danny Green is reportedly going to the Mavs, are the Pacers better than the Raptors with Brogdon? I think so.
Yeah, I think so.
So that puts them behind Philly, Boston, and Brooklyn for sure, and Milwaukee, except they're worse now too.
Brooklyn's an interesting one because it's just Kyrie this year.
That's true. This Brooklyn is the long-term play.
Yeah, Brooklyn and then we don't know how – so next season is all I'm talking about. So Brooklyn, I don't know if just Kyrie makes Brooklyn better than the Pacers.
Yeah.
Right? I don't know. I mean, it depends on Caris LeVert.
Right.
You know, I mean, is Kyrie going to be a pain in the butt again?
Yeah.
So I think Brooklyn you put behind them. I think if Philly loses Butler and Redick, I think you got to think about putting them behind them too.
Oh, dude, I cannot believe they got Brogdon. I literally cannot believe it. Marina, I can't believe you're not laughing harder in the background.
You said it's like Christmas.
Yeah. I know you giggled earlier. I need to go get a pen, dude, really quick to write some stuff down. Talk for a second.
All right. So the Brogdon fit is it's like Christmas, as Marina
said. Who's the room exception guy? I got my pen. That was much faster than I thought it would be. Fully guaranteed deal per Zach Lowe. I mean, not a big deal. I don't care about that. He's only 26.
Okay. Brogdon, we won't know the room guy for a while.
That's right? That's last thing they do. Okay. Okay. I'm trying to get some numbers, but I can't do this fast enough. And also talk about what they did. We're sleeping on Jeremy Lamb here because Jeremy Lamb was really good last year. Just as like a microwave score. And I think having him and Warren like staggered potentially at different times could be huge.
No, this Pacers team is no longer going to be Oladipo is the only one he can score.
Yes, they have with Warren, Lamb, and Brogdon, they actually have guys who can score outside of Vic.
Yeah, I mean, Brogdon was huge in the playoffs last year too. I mean,
huge. He was the Bucks' second best player.
Yeah. I mean, you know, we got to make the – you know, this – might also in the long run be something that handicaps the Bucks and makes Giannis leave. I mean, that kind of right? Because 21.5 is not that much for Brogdon, and why the Bucks wouldn't just pay that and pay the luxury tax because they have Giannis and all stuff is sort of interesting to me.
Yeah.
You know, I think Giannis is by far the best player and can maybe overcome all that with his just being an incredible talent and especially next year with everything wide open. But I don't know. I mean this could, you know, if he leaves because they're not putting up money, this could be the start of it, which means this move kind of has two sides to it, if not more, I guess.
Yes. I agree.
Yeah. And the team, hopefully this Brogdon signing to help the team to start the season to be sort of decent. You know what I mean? Like tread water for the first
year. Yeah.
20 seconds. So are you at all concerned about Brogdon's foot?
Not really. They have a great training staff.
Okay. I don't know. I mean, there was good. I mean, that's one reason maybe you're, if you're Milwaukee, you don't make the move because you're like, you don't think you can hold up long term.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. I want to get this cap space thing done, but we have to keep talking. Or do you think we can be done and post this and then do another one with the reactions tomorrow?
Yeah, I mean, are they gonna make any more moves right now? I think
no, they're probably out of space.
Right? They're probably tapped out. So, I mean, I think they got a couple million dollars left if I didn't.
I don't think so.
You think they're tapped out completely?
I do.
They spent 31.75.
Where are you getting this number? How do we know the Brogdon's deal structure yet?
No, I'm just assuming a flat rate for both contracts, just off the top of my head.
I gotcha. So if that's true, if they're both backloaded, they actually could have a bit of space. But I'm trying to do the math, and it's very, very hard to talk and do. And
no, you're right, because what you mean is that they can get what's the per year raise you give for a guy? 5%, 8%?
Yeah, for a guy you didn't sign from your own team.
5%, right?
Yes.
So, for example, if it started at $20 million, he can make 20 this year. He can make 21.5 the next year and so on. So it could be a little less, right?
Yes.
Okay, so I can probably do this in my head fast. somewhere in the so it could be somewhere in the 19, somewhere in the high nines. So if that is true, if that's how they do this, which we don't know, it puts them somewhere close to 28-29 million, which leaves them about 3 or 4 million in space, right?
Yes.
So they can make a move for a guy of like 2 years.
They could get like another depth forward and their fourth center or something.
Or do a depth forward and the rim reception for another guard or whatever.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, I mean, who out there could go for like 2 years, let's say eight? Maybe
Don't say it, Adam. We're having such a good show.
No, I'm not going to say it. I've turned it forwards.
Oh. Okay, good. I appreciate you. Man, I don't know. I haven't looked down that far. Thabo Sefolosha comes to mind. He's pretty okay. Good. Huh?
Okay.
Darius Miller as like, Darius Miller as like a shooter or something. I don't know.
Again, if you could get off the contract, you'd have 11 million in space. You'll get another guy.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, that's 11. That McDermott deal looks really bad right now. I'm just saying $11 million would get you a lot of guys off the market right now.
It could. Let's see. Maybe they'll flip him. Oh, no. Don't unlock. Crap. Okay, good. I almost wasted my
Maybe they aren't done with moves. Maybe we'll get an 8 p.m. alert. Pacers trade McDermott. Well, they just traded like – 3 picks. Can they trade any more picks? I guess they trade the other 2 second-round picks they got, right?
Yeah.
Dermot in 2 seconds to Atlanta for nothing or something like that. Pacers then sign something else or whatever. Maybe a sign-in trade with somebody. I don't know.
Yeah.
That would be the move.
That would be the move.
They're probably trying to figure out how to do that, to be honest. I would bet right now they're in the room trying to like, okay, what do we have to get off McDermott? What does it take?
I don't know.
They probably need to know a deal first before they get rid of him, but they're probably thinking, how can we do this? What can we do? Who can we get for it? Kind of thing.
Yeah.
Plus, they might not have decided the back deal. Like they might be waiting on whether they're going to front load or back load the contracts based on what they do with the next move, right? If they're not getting anybody else, they might as well just say, hey, we'll front load these deals.
They can't front load a deal that's not their own free agent.
But they can flatten it, right?
They can flatten it.
So that's what I mean. They can decide if they want to keep the cap space for future later. You know what I mean?
Yes.
But maybe what they just said to Brogdon, this is what we're going to give you. We'll decide whether we want to scale it up or keep it flat kind of thing. Same with Lamb. I mean, because it's the same amount of money to a guy pretty much.
Right. Right. Right.
Okay. So most exciting free agency since 2011, 12?
Remember how pumped we were about Tyreek last year?
Yeah, this is different. This came out of left field, first of all.
Yeah.
We started speculating about it after all of it settled down the first day or two. We started to sort of, okay, who's left? Oh, Tyreek's left. They could go for that.
Yes.
Remember, he started visiting a couple teams, and he came to Indiana, and they didn't let him leave.
Yeah.
So this one, I mean.
Well, he almost chose the Lakers. Okay, I have, if they do max raises for Brogdon, $21.25 million. That's his first year salary. He's getting paid more than Vic. Isn't that wild? Vic is not the highest paid Pacer.
Well, no. If they do max raise, wouldn't it not be 21.25 to start? Wouldn't it be like in the 20s?
No. It's 21.25.
but that's a four-year flat rate.
No, it's not.
21.25
is... Oh, I'm stupid. Yeah, I'm sorry. I forgot to put a decimal. I didn't put a decimal in the number. I got too excited. Okay. His first year salary is $19.767 million with Max.
That's pretty much what I said about, I don't know, 5 minutes ago.
I hate you.
I'm sitting here staring at the TV, just doing it in my head, and you're like,
"Hey, Adam. Hey, Adam. Shut up." That's twice on this show you've embarrassed me in front of my friends.
Because you're mad.
I can't help it. I'm working too fast. No sense. Oh, what a shit show we've got going on here. We really should stop.
Okay. Well, here's what we're going to do. We're going to post this podcast now. Send us some questions if you guys have them.
Yeah, we'll talk about other stuff tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll do some questions about
I found a way to get Brogdon's deal to 85,001 if it starts at this 19 million number.
Okay. So I mean, Lamb's probably in the.
Sorry, I want to get the cap space in here, but I don't think it's worth it.
Well, you're thinking for Ross is going to be probably like.
For Ross, Adam. What are you doing?
Not Ross. Oh, my God. For
you're
Lamb.
Better than this.
For Lamb, nine. You just messed up math on the air. Calm down.
You were literally like, you're wrong. And I said, no, I'm not. And I was. You hate to see it.
So we're probably thinking of the nines for him. So that gets you to like 9.7 plus 19.7 is in my head.
Hang on. 20. All right. 24. Equals. Okay. So I have to do so many things, man.
We have like three or four in space or so. I have
to do so many things. Okay. Jeremy Lamb. Oh, whew. Okay. Equals. 31.5 divided by 1.15. His first year, and I forgot a number again. This is nuts.
Oh my God.
I'm terrible at this.
I'm telling you right now, it's 9.7.
I did not get the same thing. I got 10 on the nose.
For the first year? Okay.
10 on the nose.
So that means they'll have about 3.3 million space. Okay, they have 33 or 35 in space.
Can you wait? Can you give me like 2 seconds, man?
No, I can't. We're doing this on the air. We're doing live.
You're doing your best. I appreciate that.
Okay.
This one should have been easier for me to do. Because this one, okay, I think this is exactly 31.5. Yeah, it's almost, I bet his is almost certainly 10 million, 10.5, 11.
Okay.
That makes a lot of sense to me.
That makes sense if you think about it, right?
Yeah, I think so. I think that does make sense. Because why would that one be flat? Why would they do such a weird number if it was
getting? Well, also, we should be able to do the 5% raise in our head because 10 million times 5% is too.
I know. I didn't figure that out till way too late.
Yeah. In hindsight, that should have been an easy one.
Okay, so they have, including Sumner, that is 12 guys. So their incomplete roster charges are gone. Including Sumner's cap hold, excuse me, for those of you who are sticking around to this point because you're a big fan here. Okay, Bojan being gone is something we're going to have to talk about on the show this week because that is out of left field.
Well, not when this – everything today is out of left field. All the
we did not see Brogdon coming, yes.
Yeah, or I didn't see Lamb. Did you know Lamb was
there? All right, Adam, I've got them at $5.807 million in space left.
That's just above the room, right? Or just at the room?
Yes, it is.
So they can offer one guy above the room and then they can get another guy with the room.
Yep.
Oh, they could trade McDermott.
Okay.
They could trade McDermott in space.
Still having dollars. 5,807,213 in space.
Okay, and they could have almost 13 if they traded McDermott.
Plus
7,300.
Yeah, they could get like over 13 if they got rid of
him. There was a way, I guess Rubio signed for 17, but if Rubio was going to sign what we thought he was going to sign for, they could have.
Oh, wow, 3 for 51.
What?
For Rubio.
Yeah, 51's a lot of money.
Nuts.
Good for him.
Yeah, the Suns needed a point guard.
Yeah. All right, so let's do this. Send us questions at Locked On Pacers, at TSNBA, at FreeMadam5. If we didn't make a move tonight again, we'll come back on and do a second podcast and post that. If not, we'll be on again tomorrow with breaking down stuff and everything. Send us questions.
Yeah, we'll talk Brogdon fit, Lamb fit, Bojan leaving, Thad leaving, what went on in the division, which another subtle thing is this weekend's the Bucks a lot. There's a lot to talk about, and it's only been 53 minutes of free agency. This process is so stupid.
We spent 13 minutes talking about the cap.
No, we spent 13 minutes trying to calculate very simple numbers because we suck at finding math. Oh, geez.
Oh, yeah. All right.
All right. Thank you guys for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed live reactions, and we'll talk to you very soon.